The failed Republican health care bill proposed cuts in Medicaid coverage, which family advocates say would have had dire consequences for Hoosier families. Cindy Johnson is a mother of three in Bloomington and has an 11-year-old autistic son, Aiden, and a 9-year-old daughter, Rebecca, who is living with Down syndrome. Johnson told WFHB last week that she was worried about the impact of proposed Medicaid cuts on her children. Johnson said the Republicans' skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act would make Hoosier families like hers, which rely on Medicaid, lose their health care coverage.
I really honestly hate to think about what would happen to so many families. I know for our family, it would spell financial ruin because the lifetime cap imposed by private insurance would be lifted, and we would have long since passed or surpassed that lifetime cap with my daughter's care. So my whole family would lose their health coverage. We would no longer have health coverage through my husband's employer. So that's another piece altogether that honestly keeps me up at night.
Derek Nord is the director of Indiana University's Institute on Disability and Community. Nord said that over 10 million non-elderly people with disabilities rely on Medicaid, and cuts would negatively affect Indiana.
This cutting of Medicaid is has major implications. Here in Indiana, we're talking like I said, you know, there are 20,000 or so people with disabilities, with significant disabilities that rely on Medicaid in for long-term services and supports. That's a major concern of mine. I think our service system of long-term services and supports, which we should be proud of, I think will be damaged greatly by these kind of reductions. Medicaid provides services. It allows services for people with significant disabilities across the lifespan. By those kind of reductions, we're talking about the consequences here are challenges that are going to have to be faced by the education systems, by our human service systems, and likely the burden will be thrown on the shoulders of family members.
Indiana is one of six states in the country that operates their Medicaid expansion programs through federal waivers. Johnson, who is a health information specialist at Family Voices Indiana and the founder of Down Syndrome Family Connection, said she worries about the services her daughter would lose if the waivers are scrapped.
Through the waiver, she receives behavior services. She receives respite. So I take respite for a couple of hours on Wednesday, and I go watch my other daughter play softball. She likes to play softball. She's in the league for the city. And so what a wonderful gift to be able to do that. If Rebecca's with me, I can't do that. She's an eloper. She takes off. She's a wanderer and runs a lot. And so I literally would be chasing her the whole time and just trying to keep her off the road. And I wouldn't be able to watch my other daughter play softball and do what she enjoys. I wouldn't be able to show her the attention that she needs and requires as a kid. So respite then allows me to do that because she has a trained person that comes and helps her and plays with her and even gives her dinner and helps her make dinner. And then I go and play with my or watch my other daughter.
The Congressional Budget Office estimated the Republican attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare would have cut $772 billion from Medicaid. Nord said that would result in 14 million people losing their Medicaid coverage by 2026.
A recent study from the Kaiser Foundation, Family Foundation, stated that $4.4 billion with the shift in the health care bill, the existing health care bill that's being, or the health care bill that's being pitched and potentially voted on today, there will be a reduction of $4.4 billion to the state of Indiana. Now, as far as Medicaid goes, it's lower than that, but just for people with disabilities, we're talking about a system of $1.4 billion about related to Medicaid that touches some people with the most significant disabilities, and that imagine a 25% cut to that. I mean, we're talking enormous amounts of dollars that ultimately our service system, which is already challenged to make ends meet and with the existing budgets, will be incapable to respond to that and provide the same level of support for people that need it.
Nord said alternative steps exist should the state choose to exercise them if a future health care bill replaces or repeals Obamacare.
Alternative ways of getting maybe filling that gap in services and supports are for the state to fill what would ultimately be a budgetary hole to provide the same level of supports And to do that, the state would need to either increase their taxes to the citizens here in Indiana, or shift dollars, or some combination of this, or shift dollars from other important services like, say, education. And I think, again, let me put this into context. Some of the cuts being proposed for Indiana schools, we're talking right now there is upwards of $12 million, $12.1 million in 2016 that went to schools, Medicaid dollars that went to schools to provide those services and support.
Johnson said, should Obamacare be repealed or replaced, families dependent on Medicaid, like hers, are dependent on people speaking out.
We're going to have to be in contact. We're going to have to talk with Governor Holcomb. We're going to have to talk with the powers that be in our state and talk about preserving certain funding levels despite or improving how those services are delivered. Not just cuts. We can't just have, I mean, the cuts and caps that are coming down from the federal level that are happening or could potentially happen because of these bills, that is going to mean a state funding cut of federal dollars. When that happens and when there's less money to serve these populations, when that happens, folks are going to have to be arm wrestling to figure out where that money gets allocated. And I think we're going to have to get family input on how best to deliver waiver services, how to stretch those Medicaid dollars, and talk. We're going to have to talk.
Current measures to repeal and replace Obamacare were voted down in the Senate last week, although it's uncertain if the fight over Obamacare and cuts to Medicaid is over. For WFHB, this is Wes Martin.